Thousands of people sleep outside every night in Dallas. And when it's cold, they're freezing. And when it's hot, they're miserable. We're also the epicenter for drug trafficking and sex trafficking, with hundreds of new people experiencing homelessness for the first time every single month. But right in the midst of all that chaos is a beautiful opportunity to communicate hope and teach people a new way to live. Our calling is a discipleship ministry for the homeless. We have thousands of volunteers reaching out to the homeless community, building long-term transformative relationships with homeless individuals that are sleeping on the streets every day. You can't get to change until you have a relationship built on trust and consistency, and this provides a beautiful opportunity to walk with people navigating the streets. How quickly can we help them find an exit strategy to get off the streets into a safe and healthy lifestyle? There are five pillars to the ministry here at Our Calling. The first is Bible studies. How do you become the man or woman God wants you to be without understanding His Word and how to apply it to your life daily? The second is addiction recovery. 80% of our friends struggle with some kind of habit, hangup, or hurt, and how do we walk with them through the steps of recovery? The third is mentoring one-on-one. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Only through personal relationships and interacting can one brother and sister help encourage another to walk with Christ. The fourth is a referral network where we partner with hundreds of agencies in the county. And through that, we've created the printed directory to give the homeless, to point them to the 50 most accessible service providers in the county. And from that, we also produced our app that is now used nationwide to help the homeless. And finally, we want to help people with support services like showers, laundry, food, and a change of clothes so that they can survive on these streets. More than just providing a place for the homeless to come and be served, our teams go and serve them. Our search and rescue teams trek all over this city. We go under bridges, behind liquor stores, deep in the woods, pursuing the homeless in over 1,000 locations each year. It's easy to judge someone and look across the street and see how dysfunctional that guy is. But in reality, we are as broken as they are. We're all in desperate need of the Lord, and we're in desperate need of a healthy community. And that's what makes our calling so beautiful. We're here serving and growing together in this thing called the body of Christ. Jesus said to love your neighbors as yourself. That includes those that live in a house and those that live under a bridge. And we get an opportunity every day to pursue both with the love of Christ. This isn't just a mission to do on the weekends. This is our calling, and we would love for you to join us.
Greetings and blessings, precious fam and friends of bbtemple.org worldwide. As we enter this season of thankfulness, I wanted to share what I am thankful for. I am thankful for peeps that have the courage, the strength, and the wisdom to go where angels fear to tread in order to live out the mission that God has called them to do. Amen. Today, I want to talk about someone who is doing exactly that. And you just saw him. His name is Wayne Walker, and his organization is Our Calling. It's a faith-based organization that leads the homeless to live a healthy and sustainable lifestyle by building lasting relationships and making disciples on the streets. So, our scripture verse for today is one that sums up exactly what our calling is dedicated to doing for our brothers and our sisters who are experiencing homelessness. And the holder of the clicker, would you be so kind? Go to the next slide, and you should see a verse. And it comes from Luke 19:10. We are reading from the New American Standard Version. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. For those of you who've been here a while, most of us, remember we talked a couple of years ago about helping without hurting. I think it might have even been 2012. We did a whole summer series. Suffice to say that when it comes to helping people experiencing homelessness, our attempts to help people sometimes may be doing more harm than good. So what should we do? Answer, do things differently. And that's exactly what our calling is doing. They are, this from their website, not a soup kitchen, not a shelter, more than a nonprofit, serving the homeless. Our calling is a movement. We are a team of volunteers motivated by the love of Christ to search in every corner of the city for the lost and needy and offer them true friendship and meaningful support. We build long-term relationships with friends on the street, guiding them to a relationship with Jesus Christ that will help them to realize their worth and inspire them to invest in their lives. I believe that we, as a church, have an incredible opportunity to truly help someone who our awesome Lord has literally brought to our doorstep. And we now know his name is Darnell. Okay, Linda, we've talked about this. We've talked about this for years. How do you plan to do that? Well, I am so glad you asked. So, let's look at our calling's unique boots-on-the-ground approach to help get peeps who are experiencing homelessness not just back on their feet, but to help keep them there. Oh, holder of the clicker, if you would be so kind, change that slide. We should see two images on there. We're going to talk about both. The first is, and it may be search and rescue on yours. In my notes, I have seek and search teams. These are teams of people that go out. They go out and look for people. There are many shelters, but mostly they're waiting for people to come to them. They don't necessarily go out and look for people. This is exactly what our calling does. In fact, on their website, they say that they have searched in over 10,000 different locations, looking for people everywhere, and finding them and reaching out to them and helping them. And that's exactly what we're called to do, amen? Now, of course, our situation being what it is, a little more difficult for us to do that, but praise God, the timing is perfect for this particular opportunity. In fact, the second graphic you see is a picture of the Our Calling app. For those of you who have smartphones, you can download the app and you can help people experiencing homelessness find shelter, find help, find food, other resources. Of course, we did get the little printed guides and they offer those as well. But I see a real value in being able to really report things as they're happening. In fact, I believe I did talk to them about this. But I don't think I ever heard back from them. And our communication broke down and nothing happened. But good news, I did it. I used the Our Calling app to report Darnell. I explained her situation, and I've sent them a picture of our sign, and I actually received an email confirmation that they had received it. So this is awesome. You know, I have a not-for-profit, and I know not-for-profits run on a shoestring and rely heavily on volunteers. So that's great, but there may be a lack of continuity. Who I spoke with, I even sent them an email, another one, I never heard back. So now I am praying that at long last we're really going to see some action. So now we wait and we pray. I pray that this at long last brings hope and healing indeed. Because the bottom line is this. It is not loving to allow people to remain unchanged. Of course, we can't force someone to change. However, to simply assume that, oh, well, that's just the way it is, falls far, far short of fulfilling God's deepest desire to see all of us, become everything that He has created us to be. And nobody gets there by themselves. Amen? Amen. So, I hope that you are as encouraged as I am to see how we may finally be able to be a part of a lasting solution for one of our precious homeless brothers indeed. So, O holder of the clicker, if you would be so kind, one last time. And this is our closing prayer. Lord, you have graciously given us an opportunity, a precious gift, who we now know has a name. And his name is Darnell. And Darnell is a child of God. Darnell is made in your image. And we pray for the courage, the wisdom and strength to help Darnell build the relationship needed to allow him to become everything that you have created him to be. And we thank you in advance. Speaking of Thanksgiving, we're thanking you in advance. We're not waiting for Thursday. We thank you for the opportunity to glorify you, to glorify you. This glorifies you when we do what you have called us to do, and you have clearly, clearly called us to this. So allow your love to make a lasting difference this Thanksgiving and beyond. And we pray these things in the most holy name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.